Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Stoney in for Gator. Brian's in Detroit and he's next. Hello, Brian.
What's up, fellas?
Hey, Brian.
Fellas, the fans, they want Goff to do it. We can't judge Goff on the regular season anymore. It's got to be the playoffs. He was the reason they lost in the playoffs. We talking about Philly problems. Philly has beaten every big game. All the good teams they beat. The Lions lost to Green Bay, Kansas City, beat Baltimore. We could talk about all the problems in the world that Philly has. They're the world champions. Somebody made a comment about who would you rather have, Campbell or the Phillies coach. I'd rather have the world champs. It's got to be done in the playoffs. Don't tell me about regular good season. The Lions have to be judged on the playoffs. Goff has to be judged when the playoffs get here, not the regular season.
You're right. And Brian, in the playoffs as a Detroit Lion, he's had three pretty damn good playoff games and one crappy one, right?
The last one was the crappy one.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
When they were favorite, when everybody went in that game, Vegas thought they was up, they were winning by 10 or more. Everybody thought they was on the roll. The minute they lose, all I heard was injuries. Goff and the Lions have to be judged on.
I don't know if you're saying anything that's is conflicting with what the belief is here. You can't play a playoff game till the postseason,
right?
But the point is, you want people. I don't know. I'm not saying you, Doug, but some people want everybody to just be all in on Goff. No, get the job done. Well, that's what, when the playoffs get hit, man, be the reason the Lions win it.
Okay, I got to tell you, Brian, I got to tell you, people are going to give their opinion beforehand about whether or not he can get it done.
Right.
I don't think there's anything inherent. Do you think there's something inherent about Jared Goff that he can't win in the playoffs?
No.
I
think he can win in the playoffs. But, Doug, he has to do it. Because, Doug, I can't get over the fact he went to the Super Bowl and the coach didn't want to keep him.
Yeah, of course,
he
Brian.
He found a chance to get a better.
Of course, yeah. Until he gets to the mountaintop, he won't get the ultimate praise.
Right, if Stafford never went to the Super Bowl, maybe they'd say the same thing about him.
You know what they aren't playing on Sunday? A playoff game.
Yeah. That's what we mentioned.
He can't win a playoff game Sunday. He can win a big game Sunday, but he can't win a playoff game Sunday. In Detroit, he's won playoff games. In L.A., he's won playoff games. And he's taken a team to the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, if it's a binary yes or no question, has Jared Goff won the Super Bowl? There's no argument, Brian.
No.
The answer's no. But does that mean for the caller says if you're not good enough, you're not good enough. That caller has decided that Jared Goff can't win a Super Bowl.
Correct.
I haven't made that decision. No. Ryan, in fact, you didn't make that decision. No. Stoney, you haven't made that decision.
No, absolutely. Do things have to be different for him than other quarterbacks? Yes, but that's okay.
Let's go to Nick in East Lansing. Hi, Nick.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
Okay.
Good. So I just wanted to say one thing real quick is that I feel like Lions fans as of late have gotten spoiled, and I don't know if they like almost forget, you know, when the dark days were. I mean, we aren't too far removed from that. And this whole thing that Goff isn't good enough, I mean, do you remember the days of, like, Orlovsky? I mean, just, you know, I watched all 16 of those losses back when they went 0-16. I mean, the fact of the matter is Goff is good enough. You know, is he not mobile? Fine. I mean, but you know what? Neither was Tom Brady when he won the Super Bowl with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Now, obviously, I understand that, you know, Tom Brady's Tom Brady and Jared Goff is not Tom Brady.
Dante Culpepper was mobile.
What does that have to do with anything?
Well, because he was talking about quarterbacks from the past, and I was agreeing with him that you don't have to have a mobile quarterback to win.
Yeah, just saying that because you guys had mentioned that, you know, people want mobile quarterbacks and we can't get it done unless we have a mobile quarterback. Well, I kind of disagree with that. I think he is good enough. I think this team is good enough. You know, he was all, you know, there's nothing to worry about until there's something to worry about.
So, Nick, the way you put that is exactly what I think. You either think he's good enough to win a Super Bowl or you don't think he's good enough to win a Super Bowl. Nick, you think he's good enough. I think he's good enough. Stoney thinks he's good enough. If you don't think he's good enough, the question is why, and I would guess that 95% of the people would say mobility. And that there's, and why I think that's foolish is because I think that there's always more than one path to the mountaintop.
Mm-hmm.
When a team wins a championship, everybody always tries to mimic that team, okay? And when you try and mimic that team, And then somebody else wins it a different way. And everyone tries to mimic that team.
To copycat league.
Yeah, until somebody else wins it a different way. And it's like the Pistons. Can the Pistons win the NBA? Because the Pistons don't shoot threes. You know?
I can't wait till the mobile quarterback thing is done for good. Because I honestly think Jared Goff is maybe the last quarterback. Because I think inherently, younger players and athletes now are just more athletic than they were 20 years ago. They just are.
The weird thing is, this is not where I expected the show to go.
No.
Right? We get one text of one guy saying, I don't care if Goff has a chip on his shoulder. If you're not good enough, you're not good enough. And all of a sudden the phones blow up with this debate turns into Jared Goff, which I guess we shouldn't be surprised. We did 10 years of Stafford radio here and whether or not he was good enough. And I'm going to guess that a lot of the people that said Stafford wasn't good enough are the same people that says Jared Goff isn't good enough. And Stafford went out and won a Super Bowl.
Exactly. With the coach that didn't want Jared Goff, though.
They didn't, but...
I know.
But both teams can win, like, with their guy. It's not like that's... You know, just because Sean McVay wanted to go a different direction doesn't mean that that's the only way.
No.
I hate only way thinking. I can't stand only way thinking. I get offended.
But Kang,
I shouldn't. Why am I offended?
But Kang is correct. There aren't very many quarterbacks. Jared Goff is becoming a dinosaur, which
exactly.
is fine.
Yeah. Go ahead and pick out a quarterback under age of 30 that's not a little bit mobile. It's hard to find one nowadays. You know, yeah. Baker Mayfield can move around. Drake May. All these guys, they just grew up different. I couldn't find a basketball player right now that looked like Bill Laimbeer. Because just athletes and sports are different what they were. And so people got to get over that. And do you think in Buffalo or Baltimore, they go, our quarterback's not mobile enough? That's why we haven't won a Super Bowl?
Yeah, exactly.
No.
Right.
Let's go to Sammy in Philly. You're on 97.1. Hello, Sammy. Hello?
Sammy.
We'll check back with Sammy. Josh in Waterford. What's up, Josh?
Hey, I just got to say, you know, this is just one aspect, but a mobile quarterback happens when there's a little bit of a broken play. Everybody's covered, and they got to scramble, and they got to make something out of nothing. I think we're overestimating the need of a mobile quarterback.
Right, especially if you have a really good offensive line. Look, there are some mobile quarterbacks, Lamar Jackson, and then one you'll probably see Sunday in Hurts, who sometimes they actually have design plays where they run and they want to use their mobility. But other than that, you are correct.
I think that, you know, there are some quarterback run designs for quarterbacks, but you can't do that, like, all the time. You're going to get hurt in the NFL. So, you know, Josh, it's a nice asset.
Mm-hmm.
I've said it for years. It's way.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Get down my list of priorities for the quarterback position. But that doesn't... If suddenly a mobile quarterback, if the Lions draft a guy who's got more mobility, I'm like, okay, can this guy win big games? Because this is what we're talking about. Can you win big games? And Goff has won more than a few big games.
Right. And you brought up a great point. We had a mobile quarterback here who couldn't see the field here or even in Carolina.
Let's go to, well, they want a better mobile quarterback, Tony. Yeah. Tony in Ann Arbor. What's up, Tony?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Hey.
First, you guys are football guys. First, love the show.
Thank you.
But there's 11 hats on the offensive side of the ball, right? For an offensive unit to be successful, all 11 hats have to do their job. In my opinion, I mean, in Goff we trust. I feel he's the quarterback that can get us there. But the other 10 hats on the field have to execute their job. Football is a game of proper execution. If the pocket collapses, he has to go up or get out, right? The gentleman right before him, I think his name was Sam, he said it, that if it's a broken play, he's got to make a move. So he's in a bad position. It sucks to say that conditions have to be optimal, but for any quarterback, they have to be optimal. Just the mobility aspect of it, yeah, it's going to make us better and extend the play. But I think Goff's our guy. He can win the big games, but the other 10 hats on the ball have to execute their job in whatever play or scheme they're doing.
I mean, Goff's not the guy unless you, you know, don't like guys who can throw 70% completion percentages a lot of times.
He's damn near 75.
I know.
Ed in Clarkston, you're on 97.1. What's up, Ed?
Hi, guys. How's it going this morning?
Hey.
You know, a lot of people are getting down on Jared Goff. You know, you look at one of the first real mobile quarterbacks, Frank Tarkington. He went to 4 Super Bowls, and how many did he win? You know, and then you look at I heard a stat on the show about a week and a half ago. They were talking about quarterbacks that have a 24% or higher pressure rate. All of them are bottom dwellers in their own division, except for one, and that would be Jared Goff. So that's not too bad for a guy who can't move, supposedly.
It's a weird narrative that he's no good under pressure. He has some of his best numbers under pressure and against the blitz.
Yeah, his style of play is, you know, becoming a dinosaur, as you guys said. But, I mean, there's no dinosaur I'd rather have running my team right now. Because he is damn good.
Thank you for the phone call. This was an inadvertent quarterback topic. This is not...
This is crazy.
It's out of nowhere, and it's because of one text and... you know, I mean, I guess we should expect it. Until your quarterback wins it all, people are going to doubt if your quarterback can win it all.
Is he a top three quarterback in this league? No, I don't think so, but he's certainly top 10. God.
Well, wherever he ranks to me is kind of irrelevant.
You're right.
It's just, is he good enough to win big games? Playoff games are big games. There's such thing as a regular season game that's a big game. But when you get to the postseason, the rules don't change. It's the same football. Well, overtime rules change, but it's the same football game.
Right.
So you just got to go out and play the same game. The stage isn't too big for him.
By the way, I know it was about a decade ago, but Eli Manning was not exactly mobile, was he? I mean, he got from one play, but I mean.
You know, there's the game has changed. The game has evolved, but it's still the same principles. I'm fine with a quarterback that's accurate, smart, gets the ball out quickly, knows how to dissect the defense.
And he's a good leader, and his players
great
respect
leader.
Him.
Yeah, he's loved.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.